Namaste. Welcome to Samvad, Together in Conversation, and I'm Sunil Rao here. Samvad, Together in Conversation, is where we try to draw your attention to things that matter and the importance of our attention, your attention. Why is that? Now, let's remember this again. What we give our attention to matters, as our life's experience would ultimately amount to whatever we had paid attention to. Attention is as fundamental as food. And we go blundering about seeking ways to assuage the craving instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need sensibly and calmly. Once our attention is drawn to the mechanism of why and what we give attention to, it is as if a veil has been stripped off and we become freer in our action and choices. And that is our endeavor. This week I bring to your attention another excerpt which we have titled Good Feelings, Good Vibes and Spiritual Pursuit from the book titled The Mind Field by Robert Onstein. In this book, the late Robert Onstein extends his argument to the sacrosanct psychiatric profession as well as to meditation, parapsychologies, shamanism, and the numerous trademarked awareness systems. And the author, in the book's preface, highlights a very thought-provoking aspect. He points out that we are now on the threshold of a new understanding of man and of consciousness, one which might unite scientific, objective, external approach of Western civilization and the personal inward disciplines of the East. To the excerpt, Good Feelings, Good Vibes, and Spiritual Pursuit. The current cultural difficulty is that many people who are trained to believe that they need help in their personal lives mistakenly assume that higher studies will give them what they seek. Yet, probably worse than the confusion in the public is that of the practitioners of therapy themselves, who often offer a warmed-over mash of misinterpreted religion, reduced or inflated, and an attempt at good feeling or good vibes to their often unwary clients. One should, of course, not hold that personal problems never do exist. These difficulties, whether in the realm of interpersonal relations, illiteracy, poor nutrition, or social and cultural difficulties, must be met and tolerably answered before one's involvement in esoteric study begins. Otherwise, this study can become reduced to an appendage to and magnifier of a person's difficulty. Once personal problems are met, the irrational desire for visible progress and for the comfort of a secure system of mysticism may be lessened. Now here ends the excerpt. I'm sure you will enjoy reading this book. If you do not have a copy, you can buy it from the following link. If you can't see or click on the link while listening to the podcast episode, you can log on to www.mailorbooks.com and purchase your copy. Do not forget to enjoy reading it with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. If you like reading it all by yourself, do not forget to share interesting excerpts or whichever facts you find interesting with your family, friends, and near and dear ones. Now, concluding today's post and podcast episode, I thank all who take time out and read the blog post and or listen to the episodes each week. For those who listen and have not subscribed to the podcast, I suggest you do and leave a review and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified for all the new episodes that get uploaded every week. Until the next time, you all stay safe and healthy and have a good day. Namaste. Thank you.